It is good to have your company on this special edition with thanks to Queensland Racing. We are live from Eagle Farm. We'll be here tomorrow as well with the build-up to the huge Stradbroke meeting. And myself and Matt Nevitt will be live from the Eagle Farm Racecourse on Saturday race day morning from 10 until around about 11:30 with the full build-up as well. Kieran Maher loves a Stradbroke. Who couldn't forget Shikandy putting him on the map as well? And a lot's changed since then. Royal Ascot beckons as well. Coolangatta on the plane last night. And we're already talking about potential Cox Plate stars arriving in Australia. Kieran, it's been a busy week for you. How are you?
Great, thanks, Michael.
Tell us about Coolangatta, first of all. How did she get off last night?
Yeah, she got off pretty well. She's travelled good and she's landed in Singapore at the moment. Spoke to Anna just a short time ago and she said, yeah, she's eating and drinking and everything's been quite smooth so far.
So how long do they have in Singapore before they continue their journey?
They have a few hours there and then continue on.
Well, it'll be great to see her over in England safe and sound. When do you head over there, Kieran?
I'll head up to Queensland on Saturday and then I'm off after that.
It's a good hand you've got in the Stradbroke. There's not much between them if you look at their form. Can you split Ruthless Diamond and Royal Merchant?
Like you said, there's not a lot form-wise. Probably Ruthless Dame, I would say. She's raced the likes of, probably Stiff Not To Beat Jackano at Sandown. And, was Bob of the Head in the surround. And, has now won a Sankster. So she's raced at the top level all the way along and been... so if you were to push me, probably slightly towards Ruthless Dame. But, like you said, the other horse, Royal Merchant, her last two runs quite extraordinarily, having so many runs in this prep, but her last two have been her best. So quite a tough filly, and we know she's good at the 1,400.
They're both drawn a little wide, but how do you think the race will pan out for them?
Stradbroke, big field. There'll be good speed as usual, and you just want to be into that sort of midfield. They may be in the three wide line. See the favourites drawn out there, one inside them as well. So I think there's a number of horses with decent chances sort of drawn around them. So hopefully they're in the right spot.
You've got an interesting runner that goes around in the Group 1, JJ Atkins, King Colorado. You've probably got to have a crack at these races with these late-season two-year-olds, but it'd be a big effort to go from a maiden to winning a Group 1. Has he always shown you group quality?
Yeah, he's a lovely, big, strong cut of a horse. And, he's just taken a little while to put it together he covered ground the other day and, had a bit on the horses in the maiden. But he's always shown nice ability. I thought the mile would be okay for him. And, like you said, when you've got young horses in form like this, you've got to take these opportunities. And when they're two and three, they can... make the step up, which seems a big jump, but when they're that age, it's often not that big a jump.
She got a big team. You're gang tackling Hillside on Saturday as well. One of the horses that I thought ran really well last time is Arctica, goes around in race number four. Did she take a lot of improvement out of that first up run?
Yeah, she's a tricky little horse to get right, but I do think she's taken some improvement out. I think the mile's ideal and the claim from Luke. There's a few claiming around up the top of the weights in that race. But, I do think she should be able to bounce back.
You've got multiple runners in most races. Quickly, between Mantua and Lynx in race one, who do you like there?
Lynx was very good first up. Mantua's shown ability, but probably be better for the outing.
You got Moveda, Extra 2, Hazel Baby in the second.
Extra 2's the best of the three. I reckon it's got a very good chance of winning. Hazel Babies looks fantastic, in good form, and Mo Vader will definitely get through the wet as well.
And you got Strawberry Rock and Sky Out in the stayers, race three.
Strawberry Rock, I think, ready to go. He's in good order. We've travelled him down from Sydney for this. And Sky Out, he doesn't like his toes getting too wet, so he may come out and find his way up north.
Got an interesting runner in race number six, Future History. Former UK horse, goes around with Flash Flood. What can you tell us about Future History?
He's taking a little while to come to hand, but his work on Tuesday was probably the best I've seen from him. He's got good form around the mile, and big strong horse. I think he's right to go. I think he's pretty right to go. He'll take some slight benefit out of Saturday's run, but I think he's pretty right to go. He should be hitting the line pretty hard.
And it looks like you finished the card pretty strongly. Lethal Thoughts, who's been racing consistently. Pacific Ruby, who's flying and loves the mud. And Normandy Bridge and Maserati Bay in the last.
Yeah, Lethal Thoughts, he's in great order. He flipped his pallet there late in the race and probably just didn't finish quite as well as he could have last start. But he's in good order. Pacific Ruby, she trialled down the straight, trialled very well, and I think she's right to go. Loves the wet. And Normandy Bridge he's taken a while to hit his straps, but shown sort of what he's made of. I think he can really go on with it. And Maserati Bay was a great first up run and should only improve from that.
Who do you reckon's your best at Sandown? There's so many on Saturday.
The best at Sandown, I reckon, is Extra Two or Pacific Ruby.
Okay, I like that. No one missed Field of Flutes down the straight. She's $1.18 today at Werribee.
That was always going to happen, Phil.
Hey, just a last one. How excited are you about this Australian Bloodstock horse, which has been purchased for the Cox Plate? I believe you guys are going to get to see it when you head over there to Royal Ascot.
Yeah, no, really excited. Will and Jamie, they spend a lot of time finding and sourcing these horses, but got that group one form. We know what that top level European horse around that middle distance is like. So hopefully you can repeat the dose.
So you'll have all going well, new energy and light infantry targeted towards a Cox Plate?
Well, hopefully light infantry can do the job for the connections. Colin McKenna, he's racing his colours over there at the moment, and he got narrowly beaten in a group one the other day, so he's going to head to Royal Ascot and then come down here for a spring campaign and new energy will come across on the horses in training.
Kieran, good luck over the weekend. It's a huge weekend for the team, and then good luck jetting out to Royal Ascot. We'll speak to you when you're over there.
All right, thanks very much. I'll see you on Saturday.
Kieran Maher is always very generous with his time joining us here.